With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden and President-elect Trump met face-to-face in a historic White House meeting today. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the report.
After exchanging harsh words during the campaign, the two leaders sat side by side in the Oval Office. President Biden said he looked forward to a smooth transition and welcomed Donald Trump back to the White House. The president-elect acknowledged that politics is tough, but was grateful for the warm welcome.
It is a nice world today, and I appreciate it very much. A transition that's so smooth, it'll be as smooth as it can get, and I very much appreciate that, Jim.
You're welcome.
Then the two men shook hands and began their private meeting. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, Pete Hegseth is Mr. Trump's selection for Secretary of Defense. Hegseth is a co-host of Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends Weekend and has been a contributor with the network since 2014. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells the Salem Radio Network, Hegseth will have to overcome a learning curve when it comes to the Pentagon.
Pete's never been assigned to this building, which has 20,000 people and has one bureaucracy upon another. It's an incredibly complex arena. So he's going to require, you know, really some sage advice from people that have great experience here.
They have confirmed Hegseth would inherit the top job during a series of global crises, ranging from Russia's war in Ukraine, the ongoing attacks on Israel by Iranian proxies, and escalating worries about a growing alliance between Russia and North Korea. Inflation in the U.S. ticked up in October. Consumer prices rose 2.6% from a year earlier. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 187 points, but the NASDAQ is losing 10. This is SRN News. The leader of the Church of England has resigned.
Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby says he will step down in response to outrage over a sex abuse scandal in the state church. A new report has revealed that a man who worked for the Church of England abused numerous children in the 1970s and 80s, and when it was discovered, Anglican officials covered it up. In fact, Dr. Welby found out about the scandal in 2013, and critics say he failed to do enough to bring it to light and punish the abuser. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study from the University of Colorado reveals that books advancing the LGBT agenda in public school libraries were the most likely to be challenged by parents. A comprehensive review of more than 2,500 books challenged in 32 states during the 2021-22 school year found many of the same titles appearing again and again. The most banned books are Gender Queer, a memoir, and All Boys Aren't Blue. This is SRN News. Several of President-elect Trump's cabinet choices have drawn the attention of Israelis. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Many Israelis are looking on with amazement as successive nominees to serve in the Trump government come to the administration with histories of strong support for the state of Israel. Nominee Pete Hegseth leading the Pentagon, Marco Rubio heading the State Department, with Mike Huckabee serving as the next U.S. ambassador to the state of Israel, and Lee Zeldin atop the EPA together provide a wall of support for the Jewish state in addition to other key issues. A number of prominent figures have suggested a joint effort by the outgoing Biden and incoming Trump administrations to end the Israeli war with Hamas and Hezbollah before the transition is complete in January. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.